This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and just a second here. This is interesting. We have, of course, tell people the website so they can actually go there. I talked to Dr. Pry this morning, and he mentioned he's working with a number of things. He's actually trying to meet with the committee, so he couldn't come on today. But what is the website address for your EMP task force?
It's www.emptaskforce.us.
Right. So, www.emptaskforce.us. Give us some more details. The bottom line, you told me just as we're coming onto the show here today, is basically you have no progress whatsoever from any response, even with the executive order of Donald J. Trump, to try to get the task force to move forward to harden their power grid or protect us even from cybernetic. And a few days ago, the Iranians launched a missile and a satellite that allows the satellite to pass our airspace in the lower 48 states at least once a day. The one from North Korea they have passes our airspace twice a day. People have to understand a 100,000-foot height small missile carrying a 2-kiloton to 5-kiloton EMP weapon on a fishing boat 300 miles off either coast will take over our half the continent of all our power grid. If you had two of them, one on the coast in international waters, the UHF transformers for our, which are roughly 10,000 for America, would be fried and would never return. And the full world production is roughly 250 UHF transformers per year, and all of the production right now exists in China, our so-called business and biological weapons enemy. So this is pretty dire, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Doctor. And here's the thing is, even though we do have similar production facilities for transformers in our country, we have about five or six states that are actually making them, including a big production facility in Tennessee. These are mostly the small ones. They're the larger ones, the big ones that are, 400 and 500-ton transformers. And they cost roughly about $20,000 per ton. Those are all manufactured overseas, and we're highly dependent on that critical logistical infrastructure to supply us. So we need to get our act together and say, no, we're going to have these things manufactured here in our country and have a reliable and spare program if we ever want to survive this thing. But Doctor, it's more important than that. Remember, let's say for hypothetically, we had a backup transformer for every single transformer station or substation in the country. First of all, most electrical engineers that I've talked to, power engineers, will tell you that really to maintain their vibrancy and their ability to come on board right away, they actually have to be powered up. So there's got to be a power through even a spare part one, which lends them extremely vulnerable to an EMP attack. So even if you did have a spare transformer, that would be subjected to an EMP pulse if it's got any load on it at all. And the other thing, which Peter Pry and I and most of the people that are working this argue, is that what is to prevent, let's say hypothetically, Doctor, if we had a spare part or spare transformer for every single substation in the United States, guess what? We would pop a radio flash off, wait 7 or 8 months to get them back on, and then we'd pop another one off, and all the ones that we just put in would be destroyed as well. So we really believe that the spares program approach is kind of a non-starter. And because of those threat scenarios that are so easy to do, it's better to see if we can protect our existing ones and any spare that we have put it on the grid would be shunted from any type of EM threat thing we have. So it's a double whammy.
I got a technical alternative.
Okay.
Our tech industry knows how to make a thing called plasma lines. Have you ever heard of plasma lines?
I think I have, yes.
It's a plasma line is a magnetic tube that you can put a plasma through it, so you don't have to have alternative current. You don't even need to have substations to recharge up the power down the line 100 miles or so, or 200 miles. So if you have a plasma line, you can lay them across the country, and then you have substations. You can also store the plasma in a plasma containing a magnetic bottle, so they can actually as his depot, just like my niece, Danielle. Actually, she had her master's degree in plasma physics from Princeton and her PhD in 18. She's 13 and 18. She developed a system for storing power as compressed air in underground chambers and selling them all over the world. Okay, it has been for the last 8 or 9 years. Well, you have to understand if my idea, which is to bypass the idea of UHF transformers, we could probably lay plasma lines across the major cities and distribute what's called the distributed network and have storage things. And we also should start openly manufacturing what we already know how to do for 60 years, which is called tokamak fusion reactors. Now, the Chinese 5 years ago, probably listening to my show because I mentioned it for 12 years, listened to my shows talking about Lockheed Martin because I have a background in nuclear physics. And we've been mining helium-3 from the moon for 60-plus years. Okay, we had actually an operation on the moon 5 years before even the Eagle landed. People don't know this is classified because I worked at Space Command. And what happens is that helium-3, if you put it through a plasma accelerator tube, you can make plasma, you can draw power from it, and it's basically almost limitless power. It's star power. And it's from the corona of the sun, so it creates a plasma field 100 million degrees, and you can pull off power, and it's not alternating current, so it doesn't produce electro pollution. And you don't need to worry about the EMP hitting it, because when you have a magnetic bottle around the plasma sequence of the line, it's not affected by a coronal mass ejection or even a supernova. So I think what we should start doing is leapfrogging forward to better power systems and have a distributed system. The fact that we have a power network, in fact, the people in Texas were smart enough years ago, and you know that Texas has their own network that is separate, their power grid network is separate from North America, right?
Right.
Right. But I think what we should do is make a distributed network so it goes national distribution but has what's called sub-branches, almost like a tree. And then each one of those sub-branches has its own self-sustaining system so that if parts of the network are knocked out, we can reproduce it, we can reconnect it, but it doesn't wipe out the whole network. The problem is, here's the sequence of events I expect to happen. This is like 1918. The Rothschild Foundation set up this typhus vaccine, which they did at USAMRA, they did at Fort Lupton, Kansas. And when they made the vaccine, unfortunately, they injected pigs with human blood, which contained the regular seasonal flu, and it recombined with pig flu, creating a new recombinant, causing the 1918 pandemic. So when they went to Spain in ships, they called it Spanish flu, but it's actually the typhus vaccine that caused a flu-like illness and death. It killed 100 million people, and it actually did very similar things to the current virus. Now, a lot of people are assuming the virus is not that lethal because these people don't understand they're mixing data from regular flu and COVID virus. The places where there's high COVID ratios to the seasonal flu is BRI nations, Belt and Road in, say, Iran and Italy. But there's a lot of workers that are from central China. The Chinese are lying like crazy, so it's re-exploding in China, especially in the northern territories. What's likely to happen is we're perceived to be weaker, is that we're going to be hit by an EMP weapon. Now, just last week, just a couple days ago, Iran launched their missile and their satellite. It crosses the airspace at least once a day. All you need, as I mentioned, is a very simple, small, 2 to 5 kiloton weapon to knock out a power grid. And it's not coming back.
Sure.
Now, if the power grid goes out... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, by the way, there are apps that you can get on phone that will track satellites, and I have that app that tracks the military satellite that you're talking about, and it came up our eastern seaboard late last night, and every time it goes by there, I get a little bit worried. I get a little bit concerned that we're extremely vulnerable to anything that might happen to the North Koreans and the Iranians. So let me just put it this way. The more information you have, the more uncertain you are that we are covered.
Well, let me tell you what's really going on now. My cohort, John W. Spring, when he was in his 20s, he's now in his 80s, was the whistleblower back in 1960 telling John F. Kennedy from his intel research that there was Cuban missiles. He also was the intel agent that contacted Ronald Reagan in 1983 of the Grenada Island news. Now, 3 years ago plus, I had multiple sources, including Supernatural, that directed to me that there were nuclear devices being put in Venezuela, as well as in Nicaragua. And he'd been following the Nicaraguan ones for 10 years, okay? So I had him do research, and after 3 months, this is over 3 years ago, we proved that there were Russian nukes in Venezuela and the Orinoco River with submarines, but also north of Venezuela and La Orchila Island. Now, we've been trying to contact almost every month now Donald J. Trump, and we get letters sometimes back, but actually with this crazy signature, but never admitting that there's a problem, number one, or that we don't have missile defense. So it's like the current situation with the latest report that came back last week with Alex Jones and Mike Adams of the $3.7 million funded through Dr. Fauci and Barack Obama to move the research from the University of North Carolina over to Wuhan, China, to continue BSL research on this death weapon. Okay? So they're ignoring us, and it's on purpose. Okay? And we're going to get into that when we come back, because I want people to know what the heck this is and why we need to write and sue these guys. Back in a moment.
Well, I can't comment on any of that, but I'm
going to comment on it. I'll be right back.
Okay, gotcha.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Actually, so Glenn, you mentioned on the break two books are by Dr. Michael Osterholm, and the two books I have here on Amazon are Deadliest Enemy, Our War Against Killer Germs, and the other one is Living Terrors, What America Needs to Know to Survive the Coming Bioterrorist Catastrophe. Go ahead with your comments. And he also mentioned something about the power grid, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, in his book, which I've heard him on podcasts, he was on Joe Rogan's, and it's a really fascinating interview. But in any case, as I was reading Dr. Ulstrom's book, you know, he starts out with, in the first 29 pages, about all these heroes in public health. You know, these are people that invented vaccines, discovered ways to cure polio and all this stuff. And then on page 29, he says this. He said, but I believe that the honor for the father of the modern public health system that we have should go to Nikola Tesla. And he proceeds to talk about how important the electrical power grid is for everything that we have concerning our health and vitality in the human, in the human.
I recall Osterholm actually, and I'll tell you what Osterholm is, and this is something you may or may not know. I've analyzed through what he said about the polio and the other things, and a lot of the information he provides is disinformation, and we'll talk about that. And I'll go that in hour three with our immunotoxicologist. Let me explain why. Number one, viruses are not our enemy. 97% of human DNA is viral. That's why they have assessments or cell cells. They have to modify the virus so it becomes deadly. Like this virus is a nanotech bioweapon. And his approach and the approach of people like Ostrom is to think that vaccines are the savior. Every vaccine they produce has caused problems. For example, the measles, mumps, rubella has oncogenes in it. The polio vaccine, especially the new polio vaccine pushed by Bill Gates, killed a lot of people in Africa recently in the last few years. People need to start understanding that the vaccine pushers, including Osterholm, are part of the problem. Now, we have a dendritic vaccine we can make with your own dendrite cells, but we're working to make an oral one that's a capsid gel version that'll just educate your immune system without putting new antigens or modifying your DNA. The Gardasil vaccine, by the way, that was made, let me finish, the Gardasil vaccine that was made after 2003, the SARS vaccine caused cytokine storm in the mice and in the people that took it, and guess what happened? They either got very sick or died. So I now know who Osterholm is, and to be honest with you, he's one of the guys that tries to spin the information pretending that he knows stuff he doesn't.
I can't comment on
it. I can comment, and I can tell you, because I'm an immunotoxicologist and 50 years training, this is a part of the problem is we have people like Fauci, and I call Dr. Bill Gates because he's MD, stands for Megadeth, and a lot of the so-called experts that are pushing these things like our fun vaccine, they actually call it the fun vaccine. And I got this morning information through Pastor Butchbaugh and other sources that they're going to suspend the constitutional rights to refuse vaccination after Labor Day, and they're going to force vaccinate the U.S. population with their vaccine that contains nanobots and chips to track you and interface with your cortex and your DNA. So you have to understand all the vaccine companies are bad guys. Every one of them, 100 different vaccine companies vying for this billion-dollar prize are all bad guys. Every one of the ones. The only ones that are good are people like myself and Dr. Dan Royal. Dr. Bill Singh will be on the third hour making the dendritic vaccine with your blood for just you. And we're working on a universal oral education. We don't call it a vaccine. We call it a dendritic education capsule that'll teach you how to go after the sigma 1 protein. But I see a lot of people that pretend that they're so-called top experts and they've got high positions like in Harvard and elsewhere. These people are intellectual data manipulating devils. Let's put it that way. Okay, and he's one of them.
You know, and I'm not saying I take a stand because all that stuff is in your expertise.
Yeah, let's leave that alone. Let's leave that alone for hour three. Let's go on to the power grid stuff. I don't want to talk about him anymore. Let's go back to the power grid because what's your website address, by the way? And I'll put it up on the screen. What is it?
It's www.emptaskforce.us.
Taskforce.us. I think Dr. Pryor has got a special link there too, doesn't he, Dr. Pryor?
Sure.
Yeah, I got it here. EMP Task Force. And I'll blow it up here. So it's on the screen when we're looking at the video. People need to understand that we need to start thinking of newer technology, not only for directing and generating distributing power, but also generating new technology that's EMP and what's called supernova proof. Now, the reason why I say this is, right now, and this is something I don't know if you guys are aware, but LIGO and Virgo were launched in 2015. Do you know what they are?
No.
They are what's called gravity waves, satellite detection systems, and they're both in the United States. They're the only ones in the world. And And since November, they started seeing the collapse of Betelgeuse, the P2 star, the eighth brightest star in the sky, mm-hmm. in the constellation Orion, and that supernova is going, that star is going supernova. Now, this is relatively close. It's 671.2 light years, and we are in the solar minimum, so we're at risk of a coronal mass ejection from the sun. But the explosion of the P2 star can take over a decade in repeated explosions and collapses. And those waves actually cause release of nascent oxygen and hydrogen, and all the earthquakes and volcanoes eventually will cause the pole shift like they did to the ancient empires tens of thousands of years ago to Atlantis and Mu. Which, by the way, all the ancient secret orders know this as a fact. I mean, so that's why they're panicking to build nuclear tunnel boring underground cities, which they've done all over the world, okay, in almost every nation. The biggest danger is not foreign nations. They're a danger, all right. The biggest danger is you have to make our power grid completely hardened, not against a 3 or 4 hour solar coronal mass ejection or a few millisecond EMP pulse from a small kiloton weapon or satellite. The biggest danger is the collapse over a decade or more of repeated collapses and gravity waves coming in from the supernova Betelgeuse. And I don't know if you guys have even talked about this, but I need to get through.
No, we haven't.
That's why I wanted to bring you on today and talk about it, because I have a background. I was recruited in 1969. To do an MIT PhD in nuclear plasma physics, okay? I have unusual talents, let's put it that way. I didn't do it. I went into honors biochemistry and oceanography, and I did my PhD in oceanography, and I finished my research at age 20, okay?
Yeah.
So I want people to understand I'm not an average person, and you better damn well listen to me when I say people out there that the risk is not just other nations like North Korea or Iran or, you know, Russia or China shooting an EMP weapon, because... You know, if they did do something and we detected it, we would fry their nation with space-based weapons that are literally centuries ahead of what they think we have. The problem is not that, it's the cosmos itself, because the collapse of Betelgeuse is likely to fry not just our power grid facing toward the sun if you have a CME, or have a nearby, let's say, fishing boat shoot up a weapon. It's the entire power grid of the planet. And people need to realize it's not just our nation, but all nations need to be ready for the fact that a gravity wave from deep space will not only cause a pole shift, it'll cause an EMP effect that'll fry all the power distribution systems on the entire planet.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes, I do. But one of the things that I reached out to, you know, we're talking about Dr. Osterholm, one of the things I reached out to him and said, you know, it's interesting what you're playing, you're talking about the importance of the power grid, but then you go on, and I said, you need to address this. I tell him, you know, in his book, he talks about there's four events that could have the power, a negative effect on the entire planet, right? One
right.
is an all-out thermonuclear war, okay, which EMP goes above that, because now, you know, it used to be in Pentagon planners were just saying, well...
We're not going to have a nuclear war. Listen, the other side knows that if they start a nuclear war, we'll finish them off in minutes, not hours, okay? So the big danger is an EMP attack and a cyber attack to our power grid. Right?
This is the greatest importance.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-21.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
$320 billion to refill the Paycheck Protection Program, helping keep millions and millions of American workers on the payroll. Great for small businesses, great for the workers.
President Trump's comments at the White House as he signs the small business aid bill that was approved by the House and Senate. The president also saying he was being sarcastic when he posed a question regarding injecting disinfectants into the body to combat coronavirus.
Now, I was asking a question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Now, disinfectant for doing this, maybe on the hands, would work.
According to the Washington Examiner, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is blocking the release of dozens of witness interview transcripts from their investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. You're listening to USA Radio News. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says the Navy hospital ship Comfort will be returning to its home port in Norfolk, Virginia.
After more than 3 weeks, the USNS Comfort will be leaving New York City, although I do not have an updated date of departure for you today. This is a sure sign of modest progress in mitigating the virus in the nation's hardest-hit city and is a welcome sign.
The vessel was deployed to help hospitals in New York City. A new poll from Rasmussen Reports shows widespread support for President Trump's newly signed executive order that bans immigration into the United States for 60 days. The order applies for those only seeking permanent residence in the United States and foreign nationals seeking a green card who are outside the United States. 57% of U.S. voters say a halt to immigration is important because of the economic impact due to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, 31% are opposed and 13% undecided. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Together.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Glenn, I have the website up here now. In fact, I'm going to blow it up a little bit bigger because I think it's nice to see you have some nice symbology there. You have the Task Force on National and Homeland Security. Now,
it's a 501c3 organization, yes.
Right. Now, you used to have a kind of, there's a picture of Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, and he's working on, I don't know what he's tied up today, but he couldn't come on. Right. Here's what I want. I want to change the modus in three ways. The first one is I'm going to recommend everybody go to my website and get the How to Win in Court course and start suing your state and federal officials and your power corporations and file suits right up to the president if you have to get their attention because they're not responding, even to Donald Trump's executive order. Number two, I want you to start hardening your own home. We have the power surge protector that Standeo has. If you contact me, I'll give you Stan's contacts and so on. So you need to protect your own home from power surge because if it's a coronal mass ejection or a passing comet, the real big danger is these gravity waves from deep space, which are already causing earthquakes around the planet from the collapse of Betelgeuse. They're probably going to go on for 10 or 20 years before the star finally has its final collapse in a supernova. Now, the globalists are kind of freaked out about this, which is why about a month ago they decided to disappear in their domes or deep underground bases they're doing dry runs for when they have to escape to their domes. Try to escape what's coming on the surface of the planet. But they're mainly concerned that we're going to interfere with their survival. So right now they want to put this fun chip, which has nanobots and tracker chips in the population. They want to move to a cashless system similar to the Chinese where either in your biometrics, in your chip in your body or your cell phone, whatever, it doesn't matter what it means as long as they will track you and know exactly where your carcass is to a cubic meter, and they'll know what you own and what you don't own and what you buy and sell and so on, because they're going to insert into their matrix model of you as a sim, okay? Now, people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're delusional. I say, you know what? After all I've been through, I'm not going to put up with people disagreeing with me with something that's not open to opinion. It's my experience. It's not open to opinion, okay? What's going to happen next year is I perceive three things. Number one, people are going to try to return to work, and if they go back without personal protection or things to suppress the virus, and they don't have treatment, let's say they have the hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin to help in hospital, It's still not going to stop the hospitals from having lots of cases. It's also not going to stop a lot of medical hospitals and clinics and so on closing, and dental offices, because people are afraid to go to these places to get sick.
Right.
It also means the economy is still not going to come back. It means that we are heading toward the cliff of an economic collapse. And that economic collapse is going to signal to nations like China, Iran, and so on, hit us with a cyber or EMP attack. And if there is an EMP attack that attacks the power grid, which I think is particularly fragile right now, we are going to have a physical invasion of our country. Now, see, if you harden the power grid immediately, and you reduce the chances of a physical invasion dramatically, because these other nations don't understand, but even though all the... If every single American died, let's say, tomorrow, and I am going to quote this, two guys in an underground space operating their space-based and other weapons could terminate every other human being on Earth, wherever they live, in a matter of hours. So we do not need a military or a navy or air force to terminate any nation attacking us. They don't grasp this, these nations. And I talked to a member, I talked to a man from Belarus that worked in the Russian nuclear navy, and he mentioned his comments to me.
Doctor?
And when he mentioned the comments, he said, we know you must have in Berhus 13 more deadly weapons. We were always afraid if we start nuclear war, you'd annihilate us. And I said, you're correct.
Yeah. No, and our enemies have to be aware of that. Hopefully they are. But we are definitely vulnerable, so we need to
Well, there are Muslim nations that want to have the Mahdi show up by creating disaster. And we have Chinese communists are delusional, right? Both are bad.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, I appreciate we being on the program, and thanks for your help and support. I mean, we're not experts in all the stuff you are, but we definitely know that our greatest vulnerability.
Well, let me finish what I want you guys to do. First thing, I want people to file lawsuits to get where you support you, and the EMPTaskForce.us. And get support to get your word out to the local power corporations by suing them and your local politicians, because so far I'm having a hell of a time getting through to people about all kinds of things, whether it's nuclear weapons, the power task force, or even the cyber attack from this bioweapon created by U.S. companies and European companies like in the Netherlands working directly with the communist Chinese. It's not just Chinese. Without our help, they could have done nothing. But they purposely left us and made us vulnerable, not only our power grid, but also our healthcare system, because we don't have a healthcare system. When a doctor knows that a ventilator is not the appropriate treatment, but he lets someone deteriorate to the point where they slap on a ventilator as they're dying, they get triple the amount of money. So the current system actually promotes people to become eugenicists. It doesn't promote them to be good intensivists. Because hyperbaric oxygen is a treatment of choice if somebody has altitude sickness caused by this virus. It's not a ventilator. And a lot of hospitals have hyperbaric chambers large enough for four or five people, even nurses in there and gurneys. So we have a system basically that's sick. We have a sick political system that's non-responsive. After Barack Obama took over, they got rid of the task force that was under George Bush. And you guys are now just an independent 501c3, right?
Sure. So if people want to take the legal action, they certainly can reach out to us. We will direct them to a legal to people that are experts, and not in our group, but a legal group.
Well, they can get direction, but I want people to file pro-se litigant action, because, you see, whenever you enter the legal realm and you have a hire a lawyer, I don't want people to hire lawyers. I want citizen activists to file lawsuits against your power corporation, your politicians, etc., and put them personally responsible.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not talking about executives, I'm talking about personal. Tens of thousands of people file suits. Second thing I want people to do, I want people to start getting backup power. Get solar and get batteries. You can get silicon salt batteries if you contact me. We're also working on solar hydrogen, which I'm going to soon have some technology. We have a company in Northern California has that. And we also have other ways of storing power. My niece actually has a way of storing it, but it's for large corporations, not small, for small power corporations or distributed network. So we need to flatten out what's called a power distribution curve. So instead of building more power stations, we build better ways of storing the power. We also need a better distribution system. We should start bypassing the idea of having UHF transformers and lay plasma lines and have a non-distributed network so that if part of the grid goes down, not the whole damn thing goes down. Right now, it's not only EMP sensitive and sensitive to gravity waves, but it's also sensitive to cyber attacks. So you can hack into the internet you could literally start taking out step-down transformers. And you don't even need that. You could actually have a bunch of guys with shotguns drive along as they found the step-down transformer station, just hit some of the parts of the transformer, and it blows it all to hell. So people don't understand that we are sitting in a very vulnerable situation. It's like going to a battle where part of your body is not covered by armor and you're going to be a knight. Yeah. And you don't do that. Yeah, let's say you go into a battle and you don't have a cup protecting your testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good idea. You know, a knight has his head gear on and other things, but his testicles are hanging out literally physically while he goes into battle. Bad idea.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, or so, like you're going into battle with a bunch of nitroglycerin. And
now, you also, if you have your own power and you have your own personal protection, and you have a little group of people that can be a watch, then no amount of foreign forces will be stupid enough to come after you. Now, I tell people, if they contact me, how to make lethal, take a striker gun, paintball gun, make it weaponized so it makes it much more irritating than even the regular pepperball guns. And for my close friends, I'm making much more lethal weapons than the human race has ever seen that I'll only share with my close friends. So you can't just call me and say, Diggle, can you tell me about these weapons? Of course not. But my close buddies, I'm working with my apocalypse engineers, and we're building stuff the U.S. military or military in countries around the world has never seen before. And they're a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. Somebody's trying to call me. They don't know why they're trying to call me in the middle of the show. So that's what's going on here. I want people to understand what's happening here is we need to get ready for a violent legal and otherwise response to these bastards. Because after Labor Day, they want to force vaccinate the population and chip us. And people need to get ready for it. They need to get ready for this. Right? Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Absolutely, Doctor. Thank you for having us on your show. And again, we're looking at the battle to keep our power resilient and survivable. So thanks a lot, and take care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sir. So thank you for coming on. We will be back in a moment with the next segment. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute, Dr. Bill Deagle, and hopefully that caller will not try to call back on my Skype.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at
I'm going to go over a bit of news today in this last segment before we bring on Dr. Bill Singh, immunotoxicologist that's actually working with a dendritic vaccine project that we were working with Dr. Dan Royal and the First Nations Medical Board. A couple things. There's several options available for you. Number one, everybody should get the new upgraded first line defense kit. Two masks, the Power C Plus crystals, Alice has been in the kit. We don't have the defense wipes anymore. The kit price, we've got an amazing price for you on that. And you want to make sure you take our other nutraceuticals along with that, including our zinc, our Minerals Plus, Gastro Heal, and zinc as the monatomic zinc. I have it up on the screen right now for those people who haven't seen it before. If you go to our bottom of our Shop Buy Products list, you'll see a link directly to purchase the How to Win in Court Pro C Litigant course. It's $250. It's well worth it. You can split it with a number of members so they can get access to it. It gives you flow charts and training and online courses and videos to explain you how to become a pro-seed litigant actor in any country, in any Western country, including Russia and China and the Hispanic countries. This is really important, and you can do it without a lawyer. You do not want a lawyer. Lawyers are impediment to not only winning, but also presenting a case like you're going to appeal. And I strongly recommend, whether it's the power grid or the vaccine issue, that you file a lawsuit. So go to the course, purchase it. If you have need questions on it, email me. I'll provide it. So How to Win in court is the course. It's available through Dr. Bill Deagle. If you go to the bottom of our link at NutriMedical.com. Now, right now, I'm going to go over to the latest news, and I'd like to actually review some of this as we go further. This is the U.S. news right now, morning brief. And, of course, don't take these numbers as their number of deaths is correct. The hot spots are mixing deaths from multiple causes, including regular seasonal flu, other causes, and COVID-19. The true hot spots, which are New Jersey and New York, are probably of a higher percentage of real COVID-19 cases, but in other places, a lot of it's probably seasonal flu or other causes of death. The news is GOP senators say the economy will collapse if we wait too long to reopen. Exactly. It's already in the process of collapsing. It's not waiting to collapse. We're seeing the oil price reverse now, so they have to pay us. We have to pay them. The oil companies have to pay us, like Saudi Arabia has they have to pay us $37 to offload the oil they've already shipped to America. So you have to understand, people, the economy is collapsing, and you can't keep printing money, but you destroy the structure of the economy. The small and medium businesses and the independent contractors are all going bankrupt. And these are, they call them loans. They should not be loans. They should be gifts. The idea of giving people loans so they can restart their business when they're already in debt, and it's not rational, especially when the customers may not show up or the economy may not restart. So it drives people further into debt and causes more bankruptcies. So the current plan the federal government has is stupid. The big corporations are grabbing money when they don't need it, and the small guys aren't getting it. That's what's happening, even though when they put another chunk of money in, which, by the way, they print out of your front pocket, your back pocket, which is your mortgage in your home, future taxes, and so on. Senators urge linking do-who funding to cooperation with the congressional probe. No, they shouldn't leak. They should get rid of the WHO. WHO should be gone. Bye. And also get rid of the United Nations, which is another farce, okay? Appeals Court, basic minimum education is a fundamental right. First off, you don't make it a fundamental right. You make it affordable. You can't force people to be smart. You want to make it affordable so that you basically have to. You set it up so that you are co-sponsored by getting people hooked up to industry, and industry can write off the cost of education of people that are part of their force because they're actually apprenticed against the corporate taxes of a company, and then the corporation would have some say in what courses someone takes so they actually would work toward a eventual goal of working in a particular industry. More beaches in the U.S. are opening. Well, this is stupid. People are walking around the beaches without personal protection. No airway, no other protection. If they think the virus is going away, these people are delusional. These are delusional people who want to protest because their economy is gone, their dollars are gone, their money is gone. I want everybody to return to work with no personal distancing of 6 feet or 2 feet or 100 feet, but they have to wear a goggle and a mask and take things to protect the virus from spreading and from growing in their body. And ideally, everybody should get a biophilia scan, but even if you didn't do that, if I could get every American to take our Neutrodyne, our Power C Plus crystals and Kirkwood Gold 3 times a day, the virus would be gone in a matter of 3 to 4 days, and it wouldn't spread to anybody because it would be dead. Then we have things like the dendritic vaccine, which is a safe way to educate your immune system, which we can do from human blood. Even better still, without an injection, we're working on an oral capsule of the dendritic cells we can have you take for, say, a few days. And then we test your immune system in a week or two to make sure that you're actually producing an immune response. So, an intelligent way is not what they want. They want a catastrophe so they can manipulate the population to being chipped and tracked and be inserting, by injection, nanobots and a tracker chip, okay? This is what these maniacs, including Dr. Death, Dr. Bill Gates. Orange County nursing facility hammered by COVID cases. Yeah, of course. These people don't have vitamin D, they don't have vitamin A, they don't have vitamin C in their body. They have no antioxidants, they're eating slop to keep them alive, but they're not yet dead. What do they expect when their mitochondria are teetering on catastrophe? Amid virus spread, candlelight vigil to protest China's human rights cases. You know, why do they have a candlelight vigil for all the agencies in the United States that completely collaborate, including the previous President Obama? The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease under Fauci that actually funded the research transfer to there. George Bush Sr.'s research that transferred the BSL labs from Iraq to Wuhan. And all of the other agencies, all of them, FDA, CDC, FBI, WHO, all of them working directly to make sure China had the intellectual property and tools. And with the Thousand Talents Program, we even had people going back and forth from, say, Harvard and Northern California BSL Lab to have the science, technology, and the expertise to do what they did. I got a kick out of this. They all want to put all the guilt on China. How about the guilt on us? With all our intellectual property that was transferred to these maniacs, the Chinese could have done nothing, okay? Let's face it. Police says next relief bill will be expensive and must contain aid to states. She wants aid to media and so on to support the Democrats because they have the sock puppet president candidate, Bernie's, this guy Biden, he's a joke. And then they want to put forward a female vice president who will actually become functionally the president. The guy becomes totally demented or gets sick. And the women that they're putting forward aren't nice, decent women. They're crazies. These are control freak people that have got some serious mental and constitutionally disturbing behaviors toward the idea of rights of American citizens. We don't elect an empress or an emperor or a dictator. They're just a servant of all the public, okay? And that includes Barack Obama and our current guy in the White House, you know, narcissist, egomaniac Donald J. Trump. Cuomo dares McConnell to pass law letting states declare bankruptcy. Like, why? If they declare bankruptcy, do you think they're going to come back? How are they going to come back out of bankruptcy? Get the economy restarted, idiot. Do it tomorrow. If everybody even just had personal airway and eye protection, even before they started taking vitamin D and other things, the virus can't spread. Use UVC wads to sterilize clothing and masks and so on, and get back to damn work, okay? This is ridiculous. And if somebody gets sick, we already have azithromycin and hydroxychloroquine that can save people. Well, the studies will come out from 5 hospitals at the end of the month. There's a study so far on remdesivir. Are not coming up positive, but again, we know that AIDS drugs that get rid of cytokines and drugs for arthritis work. We already had doctors who were saved by using these arthritic drugs that have been around 30, 40 years. So they want to pretend it's a catastrophe because it's not. It's a pile of garbage, and these lying pieces of human garbage and pretend doctors that are liars are trying to tell us that, oh, it's over, we can't do a thing. They're lying pieces of human garbage, okay? China's consumption declined 5 times faster than official GDP, of course. China's collapsing, okay? And they're using this collapse to actually take whatever money they do have to buy out our industry that's working in China, so they actually have controlling interests of U.S. corporations manufacturing in China to reestablish it, whether it's making personal protection or drugs for our people, or even power grid protectors like our UHF transformers. This is all a game by the globalists to transfer energy and technology to China and make us vassals of the communist regime, including even our mortgage companies, which are taking over the mortgage companies and will own the mortgages of people's homes. Okay, so let's get a program, people. We need to dissect ourselves completely away from the communist Chinese and let the communist people have food, but get rid of the damn communists. We need to make sure we have political actions that will basically truncate and cut off the communism in China. If they want to move forward, we need to get rid of the communist regime. That's the only way to move forward because they're dangerous. They are our enemy, not the people of China. I'm not a xenophobe. It is the communist regime. They're definitely our enemy, along with the globalists. We need to put in trial, military tribunal, and probably not just jail, but execution of a lot of these bastards. They need to meet their maker, okay? We'll come back in a moment. We're going to talk about this in hour number 3. We're going to have Dr. Bill Singh. Stay tuned for the Nutra Medical Report. You're going to hear things you're not going to hear anywhere else on this report. And we're doing major updates. We'll do them over the weekend as well. Well, if you have questions, be brave. As I say, grow some intellectual cojones, male or female, 877-317-6432. We are beating the drum of peace and wellness, but if they come after us, we're going to beat the drum of a violent revolution against the maniacs and what we will visit upon them they have never before seen in the human race. I won't say God help them because Satan won't help these bastards.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.